SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more now about the Democrats' $1.2 billion so-called infrastructure bill. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. shipbuilding capacity has all but vanished.
Remember, you know, 80, 90% of it was what they called social infrastructure, but regardless, not a dollar went into our shipyards. Not a dollar went into shipbuilding, repair, any of it.
Congressman Waltz telling the Salem Radio Network U.S. investment in shipbuilding is so small, the U.S. now seeking investments.
We are going to have to make investments. We're going to have to attract and incentivize foreign capital at this point. The other 50% besides China is South Korea and Japan.
The Biden administration planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. Tariffs on EVs in particular could quadruple. Also at SRNnews.com, retail giant says it is cutting back on the so-called Pride Month merchandise in stores. Here's Jennifer King.
Target confirms it is reducing the number of stores carrying Pride-themed merchandise. The company said Friday it will base their decision on where to offer such items on guest insights and consumer research. The full range of LGBTQ plus items will continue to be offered online. Target removed some displays last year after intense backlash from some customers who confronted workers, tipped over displays, and posted threatening videos from inside the stores. I'm Jennifer King.
United Auto Workers is aiming now for a key victory at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama. More than 5,000 workers at the facility will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's General Conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate. Bishop John Wesley Yohana of Nigeria says from the tradition right now, marriage is between a man and a woman. This is SRN News. Well, a statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham will be unveiled at the U.S. Capitol next week. Ron DeRockstra explains.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling of the statue that will represent North Carolina. The state's General Assembly approved legislation in 2015 asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display. Graham died in 2018 at age 99. Each state gets two statues. Graham's will replace one of early 20th century Governor Charles Aycock. Rhonda Rockster reports.
Police arresting three people in connection with a March shooting in a central California area that left four dead, seven wounded. Monterey County officials say the three people include one juvenile. Authorities say the suspects have been arraigned on a number of charges. More details at SRNnews.com.